Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Voters in Fall River have chosen a new mayor. School committee member Paul Coogan will succeed Mayor Jaisal Correa, who was once seen as a rising star in Massachusetts politics. WBUR's Callum Borchers reports federal corruption charges against Correa sent voters in a new direction.
Paul Coogan took nothing for granted, even though he won the preliminary mayoral election in a landslide, even though the only other candidate on the general election ballot suspended his campaign 3 weeks ago. Coogan stood in a downpour outside a polling place Tuesday to wring every vote out of the soggy electorate.
No, if I thought it was in the bag, I'd be home watching Jeopardy. But I don't think it's in the bag, so we're out here working, and that's what we're going to do right till 8 o'clock.
Polls closed at 8, and a half hour later, victory was in the bag at last.
Our next mayor, Mr. Paul Coogan. Let's hear it!
Coogan defeated Correa, who had dropped out last month but remained on the ballot. Coogan's win appears to close the once-promising Correa era. First elected 4 years ago at just 23 years old, Correa somehow authored a fall more spectacular than his rise. Voter Ron Savigny was a Correa supporter, but he voted for Coogan yesterday.
The city's in a nowhere land right now. We'll see what happens. I say a prayer for this guy. I met him a while, and I found out what he's made of, and I feel hopefully that we'll have a new beginning.
The drama began last autumn when Correa was charged with defrauding investors in a startup he'd launched before taking office. Despite the case against him, he survived a recall in March, edging Coogan in a crowded field. Correa was indicted again in September, this time for allegedly extorting cannabis businesses as mayor. Still, he did well enough in the preliminary 11 days later to advance to yesterday's general election. But Correa received less than 10% of the votes yesterday. Voter Julie Jasmine says she still believes in Correa, but she cast a write-in ballot because she didn't think he could win.
I really believe that he is innocent until proven guilty. That's why we have the courts, and I really, really believe that.
Correa won a court battle to hold on to power when the city council tried to remove him, but his re-election prospects appeared to grow dim in recent weeks. The Herald News published leaked audio of a September meeting where he told supporters that he couldn't beat Coogan head-to-head. He said at least one person would launch a write-in campaign, potentially helping him by dividing the vote.
This is very important that we're quiet and we don't run out of here and tell people the strategy.
It's hard to make out, but that's Correa urging supporters to keep quiet about the write-in strategy. Of course, the leak dashed his attempt at secrecy. A day after Correa said he was dropping out, a write-in candidate did enter the race, city administrator Kathy Ann Viveros, one of the mayor's top aides. She denied coordinating with Correa. Her loss yesterday marked her sixth failed run for mayor. The winner now says he'll get to work. One of the first tasks for Paul Coogan is deciding how much house cleaning to do.
I have no plans for wholesale firing of anybody. I do want to look at the individuals and see what they're doing to help the city.
For now, City Council President Cliff Ponte remains Fall River's acting mayor. Coogan takes office in January. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Callum Borchers in Fall River.